broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales, and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on AM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Jackie Frost.
I am the morning DJ. And
MAR, Liverpool's number one.
Good morning, everyone. Right, the thought here, the body's not willing now, I'm afraid. I've had my paracetamols, I've had my Cavonia, and I've had something else. I'm all stuffed up, and hopefully we'll get through the show together. I'm Jackie Frost. This is Savage Garden with Affirmation.
I believe you can appreciate real life till you've been burned.
Happy Christmas, everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Yes, I'm all, what's the word? Excuse me for a minute. Shut up, you're not going yet. Be quiet. I'd also DJ on still then. I could hear voices in the background. Oh, excuse me. Hope you're all well. I hope Father Christmas came to visit you all and the Grinch is asleep. He is. If you look at the website, there's been a change to the schedule today. After my show, I'm off down the pub with Tony Hayes. And then Roger, being the Grinch as he is, as you heard last night, he's going to do his Christmas lunch in between 1 and 4. Because John Freeman and Mark Wright decided they want to stay in the pub as well. Don't blame them. Best place to be. And I'll be back on air at 10 o'clock tonight, if I'm still awake. Right, what should we have now? Oh, I know. This is me. This is what I've had this morning, and this is how I feel. Here we go.
Hello. Thank you for listening. My name's Adam Kay.
And my name's Suman Biswas.
This album is sponsored by Smaxoglithkline, who have asked us to say a few words about their new drug, paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. It's our brand new wonder drug we think you'll find enticing. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. The BNF has 20,000 different drugs to take, so we thought, what could we produce to give you all a break? Drug that can treat anything from leprosy to SARS, and you can give it in the mouth, IV or up the arse. It's paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. It can cure the common cold and being struck by lightning. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. We tested it on animals and none of them survived, but that's okay, cause when we wrote the paper up we lied. It's first choice for MIMS and even for ME, and COPD, HIV, PE and DVT. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. It reverses impotence and makes you good at fighting. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. I'm the little I'm the little. There are some minor side effects and some are not that rare, like nausea, vomiting and losing all your hair, and heart attacks, becoming gay and growing extra breasts. But it's fucking cheap and hey, this is the NHS. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. There are cures for everything from AIDS to pubic lice in paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. We make it from the cerebellar cortex of a bison. After that it undergoes some polygenic splicing. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. It makes you smart as Einstein and as muscular as Tyson. It brings an end to all that pharmacology revising. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. We sell lots in Japan because it's the antidote to ricin. The Minister of Health, we hear, will shortly be advising. Take paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin.
Just hear those noses sniffling, sore throats tickling too. Come on, it's lousy weather to be suffering inside with the flu. Outside the snow is falling, your fever's at 102. Let's take some Alka-Seltzer and a box of antihistamines too. We'll bring some Kleenex with us and sing a chorus or two. Let's let my red nose lead us and us stay right in spite of the flu.
Hack it up, lung it up, let's go. Sunshine's in the snow. We're coughing at the yellow and green rainbow.
Cough it up, cop it up, cop it up. Oh man, there's some on my hand. My glands are puffed and swollen, and every hour I pee, my throat's as rough as leather and raspy as it can be. Let's take some Kleenex with us and sing a carol or two. We'll make our noses rather honestly right to go with the flu. My kid came home from preschool with a cough today. He'll infect the whole darn neighborhood in about a day.
We'll be calling in sick to work until the diarrhea stops.
At the pharmacy, we'll get lots more pills to pop. Pop, pop, pop.
I took every medication I can legally buy.
The coughing, sneezing, sniffling, and the watery eyes.
I'll be getting real drunk on NyQuil. I'll take Contact till I'm high.
Whoa. This wonderful buzz is great, but I'm glad I don't have to drive. Just hear those noses sniffling, sore throats tickling too. Come on, it's lousy weather to be suffering inside with the flu. Outside the snow is falling, your fever's at 102. Come on, it's lousy weather for a flu ride together with you.
Ba 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 da da.
Yeah, there you go. I think we're going to have some comedy Christmas music this morning. It's lucky pick what we get, because it all says exactly the same thing. Well, I've had a listen, and they're all funny, and I'll rename them as we're playing them. Honest. And if you're not good tonight and send me a request when I'm on air for songs, you will be getting The Grinch That Stole Christmas, because I found a copy of it. Yes, you've been warned for tonight. We'll try this, see what this one is. Well, that was going up to Bethlehem. Well, you have to do a religious song, don't you? Because it's Christmas. And the meaning of Christmas is that, isn't it? So, what are we doing? That one there. Rufy Hogg's written in and said, could I wish everybody at MAR a very happy Christmas? And let's see if I can find it. Read it out to you properly. Gary and Rufy would like to wish everyone at MAR, including the pit crew, and the and the brilliant Bert Williams, a very happy Christmas. And thank you for all being there. And long may you continue. Hear, hear, I agree. Merry Christmas, Gary and Ruth. I'll play you the next song. Don't know what it is, but we'll play this one for you too. That was No Silent Night, right? Hang on. Sorry.
Little did he know, poor fellow, that in a shed off Lyle Street, a genius in grease-stained evening dress, assisted by a dour Scotch gentleman in a grease-stained body, were at work on a strange and wondrous grease-stained machine.
Ying-tong, 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 ying-tong,
ying-tong, ying-tong, it's finished! Oh, thank heavens for that, I couldn't remember any more of the words.
Remember your Scottish actor here. Fred Chislehurst.
No, my masterpiece, this apparatus.
Oh, if it's no a rude question, sir, what's it supposed to be?
I wish I knew. I'd feel much happier.
You said it was to be a mangle.
Yes, I know, but I added a bit here and a bit there, and it got completely out of hand.
I'll tell you what, Mon, you get in the seat and I'll swing the propeller.
Mad impulsive boy. But as you wish.
Contact!
Gert, you've invented the method for starting an aeroplane.
Contact!
Well, what should we build now?
Mr. Seagun, did you no notice? A moment before it fell to bits, it rose 7 feet off the ground.
Correction, 5 feet. Two of those feet were mine.
That was the brilliant Malcolm and Wise with Little Did He Know, poor fellow, yes. I'm Jackie Frost. You're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio. Our text phone number is 07504 464678. Our email address is mar@rock.com. Come and say hello to me on Facebook as JF Rockchick. Right, who have we got an email off now? Oh, I see. Morning, Paul. Merry Christmas to you and Serena and the kids. that one there. Oh, Charlotte, you're not well? Oh, join the club, babe. You need some of that paracetamol, oxyfruzy, benzonia-mycin. Yeah, you do. And you burnt the sprouts. I don't know. Mr. Rogers burnt his sprouts, everybody. Ugh, rubble nasty things. Yeah, shall we see what this song is? Go on, we'll have a fun. I like this. I like playing songs we don't know what they are. But those are all comedy ones, so that's good. That was funny. That was Jingle Bells Hell. Yes. This is quite interesting, isn't it? Yes. Come on, pick some tunes. You know, just because I've got these tunes, it doesn't mean you can't come along and pick something else as well. I don't mind, honest. Paul said I could play myself a Cliffy record because I wasn't well. I'll do that in a minute. I'm going to play this song now. Back in a minute.
Only has to work one day a year. sees every move you make. Better be good for goodness sake. Leave him cookies and beer. He'll be back to your house first next year.
Well, that was I Am Santa Claus. It's quite fun, this, I think. Right, Paul said, because I wasn't well, I could play myself a Cliffy record. So I'm going to. It's not the one I wanted, because for some reason, all my Cliffy Christmas music isn't on this machine. I think the Grinch must have got rid of it, because he did say last night he got rid of a lot of Christmas stuff. I found this one, and I haven't played this yet this year, and I haven't seen anybody else play it. This is Saviour's Day.
You got
There you go. That was Cliffy for me from Paul, because I'm not well. Oh, I'm always sick. Have you noticed? Went to see a friend this morning with Strappy Christmas. She said, and her husband said, "You hungry?" She said, "No, it's Christmas. Jackie's ill. It must be because I do so much before Christmas, trying to get the shows ready, and the Christmas day I just go, huh, and all the bugs go, got ya." That's what I think anyway. Right, let's go see what this song is.
So tight, like handcuffs at night, walking around in women's underwear.
In the office there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, "Are you ready?" We'll say, "Whoa, man, let's wait until the wife is out of town." Later on, if you wanna, we can dress
Whatever strikes your fancy, mate. Walking around in women's underwear, yeah. You're listening to Maidyland Alternative Radio. I'm Jackie Frost. Good morning. You can text at 07504464678. You can email marrock.com, or you can say hello to me on Facebook at JFRockChick. The next song I'm going to play for Marky and Mikey. Yes, I know, the boss has got a text. Next time I'm going to play for Marky and Mikey and Abby and Paul and Serena. Merry Christmas, guys. This is for you 4-5. This is Elmo and Patsy with Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma, all the family's dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas.
There you go. That was Santa Got Run Over by a Reindeer by Elmo and Patsy. I'll play your song in a minute, Jenny. I've just got to go and find it. I think it's one of those ones I've gone missing through the Grinch. But we shall see. Shall we have another Rob Allen? Let's see what this one is. Oh, this is me and Mrs. Claus.
Me and Mrs. Claus. We got a thing going on.
I still
we both know that it's naughty. When Santa's gone, we're loose at the North Pole now. We meet every Christmas Eve as Kris Kringle leaves. 6:30, the reindeer team's in the air. Sexy toys making while the jack-in-the-box displays her mistletoe for me and Mrs. Claus, Mrs. Claus, Mrs. Claus, Mrs. Claus. Behind the old man's sleigh, same time as last year. Rudolph knows, and Frosty knows, and even Herbie knows that it's wrong.
Well, I'm going round to the Revs for lunch tomorrow if I'm well enough. And he's just asked me, do I not like sprouts? How do you answer that question politely? The answer's no. Can't stand sprouts. One sprout once a year, that's it. No more. Ugh, horrible things. And I think, yeah, maybe that one I will do. Right. Jenny said, could I please play Thank God It's Christmas for Alan? No problems. Merry Christmas, guys. Hope you're both doing well.
Oh,
Christmas. Right, it's fast approaching 10 to 11, so you've only got about 40 minutes left of me, then Tony Hayes will take over on his way down to the pub. Yeah, I will probably join him there, maybe, we'll see. Should we try this one, see what this one is?
I'd like to find the guy who done me wrong and stuck my butt up on this Christmas tree.
Bottom of the globe,
oh my God.
And every time I would
Poor angel. Yeah. That's like my angel hasn't got legs or a bum. She's got a big plastic cone underneath her dress. Right, who shall we have now? Hang on a moment.
At 12 o'clock on Christmas Eve, she tiptoed up the stairs. She stood beneath the mistletoe and combed her silken hair. Then Santa Claus slipped down the flue and caught her unawares.
And this is what she said. Oh, Father Christmas, do not touch me. Father Christmas, do not touch me. Father Christmas, do not touch me. As she stood beneath the mistletoe.
Oh, me name is Father Christmas.
He informed her as he met her. She said,
good grief, it's 7 years since I sent you a letter.
He said,
I can't stand little girls.
Bigger ones are better.
And this is what she said. Oh, Father Christmas, do not touch me. Father Christmas, do not touch me. Father Christmas, do not touch me. She stood beneath the mistletoe. Father Christmas, do not touch. Father Christmas, do not touch. Father Christmas, do not touch. As she stood beneath the mistletoe. Father Christmas, do not. Father Christmas, do not. Father Christmas, do not.
Sorry about that. That was the goodies with Father Christmas. Do not touch me. You're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio. Good morning. I'm Jackie Frost. Yeah, I know it doesn't sound like me, but it is really. You can text me on 07504 464678 or email mar@rock.com. What should we have now? Oh, I've got lots of songs. And you lot aren't writing to me to ask me to play anything. Oh, yeah. Because you're boring. Come on, write to me. Ask me to play something for you. This is the Lancashire Hot Pots.
Gather round, children, while your Uncle Bernard tells you a story about the most magical Christmas ever, where a drunk man drove a sleigh. Well, it's one more sleep till Christmas Day, and Willie's been in the pub since midday, but he's finally in bed. You should hear how loud he snores. But then he heard a burglar and he went downstairs, and he beat up the intruder, smashing tables and chairs. But it turns out, oh no, he's only gone and knocked out Santa Claus. Santa's bleeding badly. He's off to A&E.
It slips up, why not, Cockers? It was meant to do with me.
The kids will get no presents. They won't have any fun.
Give us Slayer keys, Grandad. I'll show you how it's done.
He's been dropping all the toys for the boys and girls. He's the worst Santa in the world.
Santa
it really doesn't matter if you're naughty or nice. He's already lost the list. He really shouldn't drive that sleigh tonight, cause he's absolutely...
Oh, I'm lost without my glasses on. Hey!
It's a little known fact, imagine if you will, that Santa uses magic to make time stand still. That's how all the presents get delivered in just one night. Well, the furries have had reports that this magic's been abused. Time standing still in ladies' bedrooms is not how it should be used. And when the magic wears off, the women get a terrible fright.
Sorry, love, I'll have your presents.
There's already been some trouble. Things aren't going well. The reindeers have been complaining about the terrible smell.
Leave it.
The elves have gone on strike. His bad language has to stop. But Willie's in charge tonight. He's the only Santa we've got.
Santa inside. Santa inside.
Willie's got a present for every child. It's 20 Regal and 4 cans a mile.
Santa inside.
The worst Santa Claus there's ever been. But who cares what the heck? He really shouldn't be in those kiddies' bedrooms till he's had his CRB check.
Mummy, I don't like that man.
Why, you ungrateful little...
Yeah, there you go. Santa echoes like, yeah, by the Lancashire Hotpot. Very funny. Right, what should we have now? Should we see if we can find this when I'm talking to you? You can text me on the station phone on 07504 464678. You can email mar@rock.com. And you can come say hello to me on Facebook as JF Rock Chick. I'm just looking to find this Spandau Ballet song that I was asked to play. Me playing Spandau Ballet. Coming up after me is Tony Hayes, who's getting ready to go down the pub because he's lucky like that. And I'll probably join him with for a little bit and then I'll come back and go to sleep till tonight. who should we have now? Don't go away, phone.
Excuse me, boss. You have a text message.
I will have Rudolph the Brown-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah. Now, I have checked. These are not rude. They've got double entendres and they're quite risque, but they're not naughty, naughty. There you go. Well, maybe that one was a bit risky, wasn't it? That's naughty. That's going to be a nice time one. I might play that again tonight. Paul asked me, would I please play Gold for Everybody by Spandau Ballet? So here you go.
Thank you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all warm. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small. Luck has left me standing so tall. Gold, always believe in your soul. Partners in crime. It's only 2 years ago, the man with the suit and the face, he knew that he was there on the case. Now he's in love with you, he's in love with you. My love is like a high prison wall, and you could leave me standing so
I've had some more Cavonia and it tastes horrible, so hopefully I won't do much coughing now, says she, who's about to cough her head off. I'm dressing up as like Santa now. I listen to this is funny. I don't think it's rude and I don't think it's naughty, not like the Frosty the Snowman one, but we'll have a go.
Up like Santa Claus on Christmas. As soon as I can get out on parole, I'll hang out on your street. Your kids I'd love to meet. As soon as I get out of this rat hole, and I won't mind just sliding down your chimney.
cause I just spent 15 years of shoveling coal. So I'm dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas, as soon as I can get out on parole. I'm anxious to get out among the living, and I'm making up a list of folks to see. Suited up in red and white instead of these old stripes, just think of how surprised they're gonna be. The old hometown will sure be glad to see me, cause by now it's slipped their minds how much I stole. And I'm dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas, as soon as I can get out on the road. Play it, boys. Be on my best behavior, cause the warden's watching everything I do. Thank God he didn't see that fight in cell block 3, or I'd be stuck here till I'm 92. Just a few more questions from that nice committee, then through those rusty gates I'll proudly stroll. Dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas, as soon as I can get out on the road. Just as soon as I can get out on parole. I'm home.
The next song will go out to the Pit Crew and for Les and Kath. This is The Cars and Drive. You're listening to Maryland Alternative Radio on 105 and 107.9 and on the internet at www.mar.me.uk. If you go to the website, you can see the listings. Well, actually, you can't, because if you're listening to it today and tomorrow, you can't see New Year because I haven't done it yet. Every time I go near my computer, I fall asleep, so... That's not good, is it? This is Drive by the Cars.
When you scream, things wrong.
Brilliant. That was The Cars with Drive. That went out to the Pit Crew and to Les and Kath over there in Ellesmere Port. Rufy Hogg wrote in and said, please, could I play a Whiff and Temptation for our wonderful granddaughter, Kelsey? No problems at all. And then Kelsey wrote in and said, please, could I play David Essex, for our brilliant grandmother who's making the Christmas dinner for all the family? Let's see. I'll do them straight after each other. Have a great Christmas, all you over there in the Hogg family, in the Hogg household. And let's start off with Angels by Within Temptation.
Your feelings for me.
I hope you picked lifted your grandma up, Kelsey, after she swooned on the floor and fainted. Yes. That was David Essex with A Winter's Tale. And before that, we had In Temptation, An Angel for Kelsey. Yes. Banana Man wrote in and asked me could I play him a Benny Hill song. He didn't say which Benny Hill song. So, because we play the two we've got, or the three we've got quite often, except for this one. I haven't heard this one for a while. This is the Egg Marketing Board Tango.
It's the Egg Marketing Board Tango. In other words, the dance of love. You go down to the Palais and you're eager for a dance. You see a lovely stranger and your eyes meet quite by chance. She's warm and she's desirable with lips meant to be kissed. So you stand 8 feet apart and do the twist. Oh, Lord. But in the tango, you get the chance to hold her oh so near. And you gaze into her lovely eyes of blue. And while you're dancing, you whisper sweet nothings in her ear. And she says sweet nothing doing but to you. Her ear a nibble, you give her cheek a peck. You've got her in a grip of steel, you're breathing down her neck. And then she says those magic words that thrill you through and through.
You've been eating pickled onions, haven't you?
Oh, poo.
Once I met a girl called Kitty, who was pretty as could be. She lived up in the city and she asked me round to tea. But pretty witty Kitty, she tried to pull my leg. So I hit her, what a pity, with a soft boiled egg. Then the wireless played a tango and I held her in my arms as we swayed and we glided around the room. And when her dad come in, we carried on. Alas, I didn't know he was deaf and he couldn't hear the tune. Punched me in the ear hole and he hit me with a vase. He chased me down the garden and he kicked me on the grass. So now I swear I'm finished, as true as stars above, with the tango, the dance of love.
Oh, poor Benny Hill. I've got two songs left. You can pick one of them if you're quick, because for the next 3 minutes we're going to have I'm Getting Sued by Santa. Yes, we are. Our text phone number is 07504 464678. Our email address is marrock.com, and come say goodbye to me on Facebook at JF Rock Chick.
Now, this first song we're going to listen to came from an idea that I had in this age of political correctness and lawsuits, and everybody's just touchy about everything. So I got to thinking, what would be the ultimate lawsuit? And it would have to be, if you were being sued by Santa Claus, the nicest man on the planet is taking you to court. So here it is. I'm Getting Sued by Santa.
Christmas Day will not be very merry. Explaining to the children will be hard. Well, it's Christmas Eve tonight, and our beagle picked a fight with some reindeer that were grazing in our yard. I let the dog outside to do his business. I forgot to hook his leash up to the peg. First he and Cupid came to blows, then he bit Rudolph on the nose. And when I got there, he was eyeing Prancer's leg. Now I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. He's claiming mental anguish in his case. Yeah, I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. And my kids won't even look me in the face. I tried to throw myself on Santa's mercy. I begged him, but I wasn't getting through. I said, it's all your fault, you know. He said, now how can that be so? I said, because we got the stupid dog from you. Now I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. He's claiming mental anguish in his case.
getting sued by Santa Claus. He's claiming mental anguish in his case. Yeah, I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. And my kids won't even look me in the face. Yeah, I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. Now I'm bucking with the beagle at his place.
You know what's sad? Is you and I both know that that could actually happen these days. Yeah, you'd be sued by Santa Claus because you didn't have a rail around your roof or you didn't have on skid-proof shingles. You'd go right to jail. Well, I tell you when that would not have happened. It wouldn't have happened when I was a kid because times were simpler back then. And man, I tell you what, I got some great memories of Christmas. And I'm sure you do too.
I'm sure you do. And he is right. No one would have dreamed of suing Santa Claus a few years back, but these days, wow. Or Santa Claus suing anybody. You know, it just seems to be, oh, where there's blame, there's a claim. You know, even if it's just a normal everyday accident, somebody else is to blame for your accident. Let's go claim some money off them. That's sad. It's a very, very, very sad world. I don't know what to play. We've only got one song left. We've only got a minute to go as well. I know. I know. On after me is Tony Hayes, off down to the pub with the rest of the staff. At 1 o'clock is Roger with his Christmas dinner, the Grinch. And then after that is Paul Jay, Dave Rogers, Lee Morrison, and then Paul Atkinson. And I'll be back again tonight at 10 o'clock for your sins. You all take care now. Bye-bye.